Again, would your lordship a moment suppose, 'tis a case that has happened and may happen again, that the visage or countenance had not a nose? Pray, who would or who could wear spectacles then? On the whole, it appears, and my argument shows, with a reasoning the court will never condemn, that the spectacles plainly were made for the nose, and the nose was as plainly intended for them. Then, shifting his side, as a lawyer knows how, he pleaded again in behalf of the eyes. But what were his arguments, few people know, for the court did not think them equally wise. So his lordship decreed, with a grave, solemn tone, decisive and clear, without one if or but, that whenever the nose put his spectacles on, by daylight or candlelight, eyes should be shut.